Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Awake my soul and sing. With God's praise I will wake the dawn. O sister dawn, how light your touch, how bright your face upon the earth. Awakened are we all to life, as you call us from sleep's small death. You, sister, graced that Easter morn, when life entombed was lost from sight. You roused the women with their spice, and guided them to greet the light. Your dawning opens wide our eyes, our talents are awakened too, our hands so grasping rest has freed, to welcome gifts we never knew. Aroused, awakened, and aware, hands turn to labor, hearts to pray. What yesterday was only glimpsed stands now as fresh and clear as day. With dawn and all the gifts of day, we praise you, Abba, breath and word. A world so prodigal and free reveals your loving hand, O God. Amen. I will sing of your strength, and each morning acclaim your love. Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God. My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life. When can I enter and see the face of God? My tears have become my bread by night, by day, as I hear it said all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God and praise the Holy One, my Savior and my God. Deep is calling on deep, in the roar of mighty waters, your torrents and all your waves have swept over me. By day Adonai will send compassion and loving kindness. By night I will sing a song of thanks, praise the God of my life. Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God and praise the Holy One, my Savior and my God. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I will sing of your strength, and each morning acclaim your love.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. God has called you through our gospel to possess the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions that you were taught. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Christ, the image of God, is the good news of God's glory. He has dawned upon us and brought us to light. Christ, the image of God, is the good news of God's glory. He has dawned upon us and brought us to light. Out of darkness, God has made to shine within us the light of God's glory in the face of Jesus Christ. He has dawned upon us and brought us to light. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Christ, the image of God, is the good news of God's glory. He has dawned upon us and brought us to light. Woe to you who pay tithes on mint and dill and cumin, but ignore what the law says about justice, mercy, and fidelity. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Woe to you who pay tithes on mint and dill and cumin, but ignore what the law says about justice, mercy, and fidelity. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Show us your mercy, Adonai, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with justice. Let your people sing for joy. Keep this and all nations under your care. Guide all peoples in justice and truth. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving help among all the nations. Let not the needy be forgotten, nor the hope of any be denied. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit.
Great fire of charity, kindle in us a generous love and a heartfelt compassion for all those we meet this day. As we celebrate the wonders and bounty of summer, empower us to follow the gospel's command that we love our enemies, do good to those who hate us, and pray for those who wish us harm. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the God of love fill us with all joy and peace, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may abound in hope. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.